happens like rain inside. Bursting inside us, we cannot contain. Your love is surely come find us.
Him this morning. Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before. Confess you are God. One day every knee will bow.
Seated as Lisa comes and shares with us some announcements this morning as we begin.
Good morning, Living Well.
Good morning.
All right. Thank you for joining us on site. Thank you. Thank you very much. And online, but it's about Jesus today, not about me, but thank you. We are welcoming you for the 11th anniversary of Living Well.
Wow.
Let's give that a round of applause. Look what God can do.
Unbelievable.
It's amazing. I am so blessed to be a part of you guys and a part of what Jesus is doing here. Contributions in the back of the community room in that box back there on the table. If you would like to put your offering in there and have it be counted for this week, just please put it in the contribution box before the close of service so they can count your money and be a part of that. We just thank you, and we hope you enjoy today as we dedicate this community room to Jesus.
Amen. Yes.
All right.
Yes. You know, it doesn't seem, in some ways, 11 years ago seems like a lifetime ago. And so good to have Pastor Nathan and Sarah and the boys here this morning.
Yeah.
Woo!
Woo!
Yeah. He's going to come and lead us in a prayer in just a little bit. And you know, we have not always had it easy, have we? The last 11 years, there have been some real challenges. And I remember Pastor Nathan introducing this song to us, In the Hands of God, and I just love it because it reminds us that even if we fall, even if life comes crashing down around us and we have to pick up the pieces, we're still in the hands of God. Amen?
Amen.
Let's stand together and sing. Our hopes and our
city is high.
We have followed fragile dreams. Only one who can take the treasure of our goals. And we stumbled over the trials of life. We wrestled the unseen. Only one can calm the storm inside our souls.
Of God, we will fall.
Rest for the restless and the weary, hope for the sinner.
In the hands of God, we stand tall.
Hands that are mighty to deliver, giving us freedom. When our strength the fearsome power of death, only one has overcome the gates of hell.
Yes. In the hands of God, we will fall. Rest for the restless and the weary.
restless and the weary, hope for the sinner. In the hands of God, we stand tall. Hands that are mighty to deliver, giving us freedom. Hands that are mighty to deliver, giving us freedom.
Stein. Ooh, that is much better. I mean, I'm loud, but I'm not that loud. There's three words that I use a lot outside of church, and I find that I use them more in church. It's values, mission, and vision. Somebody on the creative team was cast with a vision. Didn't quite know how we were going to use this. And then John came to us and said, I got an idea. And, you know, sounds good to me. Don't know what it is. We're just going to do it. But it just so happens that this idea, this vision that was cast, it lended itself very well. And this little drama we want to put on, it's about a man that was, for all argument's sake, unconventional. And even by today's standards, he really is not what we would consider a conventional holy man. I don't know if you've heard of John the Baptist. If you haven't, I'll give you a brief synopsis. Imagine a wild-haired crazy man in the wilderness eating locusts, drinking honey, and doing absolutely everything other than what the conventional priests of the day said to do. And yet he would welcome anyone with open arms, baptize them in the name of God, and then send them out. And people flocked to this man so much that he was heard about, and our Lord and Savior came to him also. So this is from Mark. The beginning of the gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It is written in Isaiah the prophet, I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight paths for him. And so John came, baptizing in the desert region and preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all of the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message. After me will come one more powerful than I, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
Rising up deep inside a core. know a place.